Take a look at the radar. Anywhere to the east, the southeast, or pretty much southwest of Bryan College Station, you're going to be in some rain. Kind of an empty patch as you go due west toward Austin. But anyhow, this stuff is moving to the northeast. So we'll,
is it going to hang around today?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently good. We'll get some rain out of this.
Rained pretty good all night long, didn't it?
I don't know. I didn't see any bar ditch standing water, we'll see how all that
was. It was
works
also
out.
Dark, so that might have had something to do with it. So.
True.
I do have a vehicle that is equipped with headlights so that I can see into the bar ditches there in the nightisms. But, I mean, again, it started yesterday afternoon with just kind of straight down stuff, which is fun. So we'll see how all that works out. Any that we get is just fine.
Mm-hmm. Sure
don't,
enough.
Don't have to worry about the amount of rain. Later on this morning, the U.S. American colleges that have the most financial impact from their football programs. We'll do that little story for you since, you know. Mm-hmm. And also we'll be celebrating Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Ooh, I cleaned mine off yesterday home, yeah.
You know, one of the fun things that you could do with a coworker is clean their desk off for them, too.
Oh, yeah, they'd love that.
Yeah,
one fell swoop.
That's it. We could, hey, helped you. Just want to let you know.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'll get somebody to clean your floor off.
Yeah, if we get, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's always something.
Right.
Anyway, and then if we get a chance to see the moon tonight, that's the wolf moon, the full wolf moon.
Go howl at it.
Yeah, there you go. And also it's National Apricot Day or Apricot Day.
So, who says apricot?
I don't know. There's some people out there who do.
Weirdos.
All right, so two Republican debates in 15 hours over the weekend.
Yeah, I watched them both.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch them live. I recorded them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had them up early yesterday morning.
They did, yeah, with old David Gregory and the guys.
Yeah, doing all that stuff.
Yeah, Meet the Press, because if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
This John Huntsman is an interesting fellow.
Isn't he, though?
Really more conservative than he lets on, because he's, you know, you got to be kind of centrist if you're going to have any success running for president. But, a little bit of talk yesterday about this whole idea of public service, about serving rather than just kind of being an elected official thing. And the Mitster talked about John Huntsman's claim of having put country first by serving in the Obama administration. Obama took a swing, Romney took a swing at him, and Huntsman's comeback was outstanding. He said, the nation is divided because of attitudes like that. Oops! Dang.
Yeah. Romney didn't have as good a morning as he did the night before.
No. Oh!
But you can say that about a lot of us.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Having nothing to do with the kind of debates or anything.
Sounds like New Year's Day for most people.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But that whole thing about career politicians came up, and there's Nudie Poo who jumps right in the middle and he says, can we drop a little bit of this pious baloney? The idea that suddenly citizenship showed up in your mind, just level with the American people. You've been running for president since at least the 1990s. That's what he said to the Mitster.
Yeah.
And then Ron Paul. I mean, does Ron know there are other people on stage with him? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just wondering. He calls Nudie Poo a chicken hawk, pretty much to his face. And he says, yes, I hate people who didn't serve but want to start wars. And then he was asked if the other politicians are corrupt, and he'll say, yes, these guys over here, they're all corrupt. So he's taking a swing at him.
Mm-hmm.
But for his part, the governor of the state of Texas did pretty well.
Well, yeah, when they ask him questions. Yeah. I mean, he's on the end now.
Yes, he is.
You know, Huntsman's on one end, and Rick's on the other end. Perry is on the other
end. Yeah, they waved to each other.
So, you know, it's...
Call me.
Yeah, he didn't spend any time in New Hampshire anyway, and so now he wastes his time coming up for these debates, and they ask him about four questions. But, yeah, the ones he asked, he did pretty good.
Sure, and
So, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, if he doesn't do as well as he hopes to do in South Carolina, that he'll pack it in then. But
I think it's a matter of money.
Right.
Now, David Barone, or Barone, however he pronounces it, says, you know, this guy may be hanging around to get the number two spot.
Who, Perry?
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. And I don't know, Romney Perry ticket. That's interesting.
That's way too much good hair on one.
Yeah,
ticket.
Well, it is. It is. And
boy,
in fact,
they sure went after each other early on too, didn't they?
They did. They were standing right next to each other.
Yeah, they were standing next to each other.
Well, but you know, they'd say the same thing about Reagan and Bush.
That's true. That's true. Well, and even you know, Clinton and Obama. Yeah. Hillary and Obama.
Yeah, so. Well, but they're not president and vice president.
No, that's true.
I don't know if you
but
heard
still,
that or not. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but still, but they
got to get along.
She serves in the cabinet, yeah. though.
Now, last week, there was a little bit, I think, did we mention that Michelle is a bit of a pill? Did we mention that she's a bit of a pill?
Bachman or Obama?
No, I'm sorry, Obama.
Obama?
See, there's a new book out called The Obamas, and it's supposed to kind of give you a look behind the scenes.
Mm.
The author is a New York Times reporter named Joby Cantor.
Oh, who lives at the White House with the Obamas?
Of course.
Does she?
Yeah. Joby writes that there was tension between Michelle Obama and then presidential aide Rahm Emanuel.
I figured there would be that between Rahm Emanuel and anyone.
Though. Yeah, that's true, because... Anyway, yeah, Rahm. It's all right, Ron's the mayor of Chicago now, and he's doing just fine. Anyway, so she writes that Michelle wasn't thrilled about her husband's choice for chief of staff as time wore on, and the pair increasingly at odds about how the president should approach policy issues like immigration and health care reform. In one widely quoted bit, Joby says that Michelle wanted to sit in on Rahm's 7:30 a.m. staff meetings. Really? Anyway, Rahm, for his part, didn't really like that idea too much. Of course, we see who's still there and who's gone. But of course, I know this is shocking. Yesterday, on This Week on ABC, David Axelrod, we call him Mr. Bad Comb-Over.
Yeah. As if there's a good Comb-Over.
Yeah, so. Talked about the book and did not want to, saying that in the book it said Michelle Obama didn't want to move to Washington. You know, if he gets elected, you pretty much have to do that.
Unless they wanted to move the White House, and the Obamas could.
He made Hanukkah one day, so yeah, he probably could
right,
do that.
Sure.
Anyway, she probably, now that's her mama, right? That's her mama. That, yeah.
It's at the White House?
Yeah. She says, I'm coming, but mama's coming with me.
Yeah, yeah. His mama's passed on.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, she was at odds with some of the White House staff members. Now, ask about the accuracy of the book. David Axelrod, I know you're shocked, said, no, that's not true. You know, you can take any one incident and exaggerate it. Yeah, and the content of the problem is important. She is a sensational person and is highly regarded by everybody who works there, end quote.
Oh, everybody?
I'm going to bet that's probably not right.
Come on.
I'm thinking, because you look at her and you can tell she's delightful.
Oh, yeah. There's probably plenty of folks wishing she'd have stayed in Hawaii.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's just so you know that book that's coming out. There's nothing right about that. That she's delightful to work with. Okay. And let's see what else. Yeah, that's about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just we need a new spark here. We need like a new name because we're burning everybody out who's running for president on the Republican side. We need to.
I don't know if anybody new is coming.
Now's a good. Maybe Tom Pawlenty needs to make. Oh no, Pawlenty.
Tim
Pawlenty. Yeah. Maybe
Tom Pawlenty.
Yeah. Maybe he needs.
He
to
runs
make
Motel
another
6,
run.
Doesn't he?
He does. Maybe he needs to make another run at it. You know, it's time for Tim. Right? Yeah. Can you hear
Tim
it
time?
Tim time. Yeah. All right.